And good morning. I'm your friend, Scotty Ray. Calm after the storm, I think, is the way we need to word this. This morning, 7 o'clock, make sure you're here. We're going to go over a lot of talk about what went on throughout our communities. Now, there are going to be some that say, well, we let out school, we done all this, and nothing happened. We got to look at this a little bit different. I can remember sitting here with Odie, and we asked for your prayers, make that thing stop. I'd say that we won that battle, wouldn't y'all? Woo! Get an amen from the back row back there somewhere. I think it worked out well. So I have no complaints over what went on. We were blessed and kissed once again by the grace of God. We can't say enough thank yous for that. This is going to be a beautiful day. Today is Thursday, believe it or not. We got a lot of activities coming up this week. The Loose Caboose is going to be Saturday. Friday night, we'll get into things as we go to downtown Meridian. Street will be blocked off. It will be a block party. The weather is going to be perfect. Great entertainment. Doesn't cost a thing to attend, as full moon on 5th will take over the streets of Meridian. And for those of you who have never been to this, this is a great event. Plenty of security, street lights across the street. It's like you're in another town. I hope you'll come out. That'll kick off, I think, Friday at 6. We'll have Julia in tomorrow to tell us more about that. She'll get some direction from Greg tomorrow, and he'll straighten her out. We'll have a good show. I hope you'll be here for the Friday show as we get this day underway. Right now, as we start out today, we're waiting for a high of 69 later. I think we're at 61 right now, getting there. A little bit of a drizzle, so what does that tell us? Streets are wet, and I might add we've got an accident. I-20, mile marker 150-ish, right around the Queen City truck stop there. Involves a truck, a car, and one of the poles that you see on the interstate have been knocked down due to the wreck. Now, we don't know the severity of it. We can only imagine that we've got also Metro involved in this, checking them out. That's normal. Fire department, everybody on scene. So it'll be a little bit slower there till we get all of this taken up, cleared up. Sometimes I miss my words, don't I? We'll get it cleared here in just a few moments there. Chet Parker, so good to see you. And folks, if you don't know Chet, he had to lay to rest his mother this week. We think of Chet. It's very tough to lose your mom. I think each of us have lost a close family member and understand that. Keep Chet in your thoughts. And also, as we go to Talbert Enterprises, do y'all realize they lost their dad, Harvey Wright? Worked at D's Automotive forever and a day. What a good fellow there. We lost him. I think his burial is coming up this week. We'll get that out as well. So many things to be thankful for and blessed to have so many loved ones for so many years that help us out as we go. All right, let's head out to Collinsville, and I may have to update this. I'm not sure if I've done the right thing and put it in the new episode, but we'll make sure. Let's go to Collinsville now.
Have you ever wondered if God loves you? Well, Apostle John in 1 John 3 argued.
I remember hearing a girl complain in high school about how God was not answering her prayers. I was a fairly new believer at the time, so I perked up to listen. And we were friends, so I asked her a little more about what she meant. And she went on to explain how she had prayed for this, that, and the other, and how she just couldn't understand how God was not moving on her behalf. And look, if I'm being honest, at the time, I didn't really know what to say. But as I listened further, it became apparent that her prayer life revolved around one thing, her. It wasn't about getting to know God or growing in love for Him. It was all about what she was supposed to get. And then, thinking further about it later, I knew her life didn't line up with what God desired either. Essentially, she viewed God as a magic genie who existed to make her wishes come true. She didn't view Him as a holy God to submit to and follow for all eternity. Looking at the text in 1 John 3, 19 through 24, and coming off of talking about loving our fellow believers that God's placed in our lives, John gives us some reassurance. To boil it down, here's what he essentially says. Love God, love people, and God will take care of the rest. Sometimes we overcomplicate things, but at the end of the day, if we're placing God as the highest priority of our lives, taking care of those around us in need and loving them well, we can trust God to take care of everything else in our lives too. Part of this is transforming our desires to line up with His desires. God may not grant you the healing you wanted, and maybe you don't get everything in life you set out for. But when we look to Him for all that we need, He's going to give us something even better, Himself. He is all we need. And remember, change begins in you.
The Change Begins in You is brought to you in part by Piggly Wiggly of Collinsville, Patrick Allen Companies, Mitchell Tire and Wrecker in Collinsville, and Mowdy Cabinetry. And welcome back. I told you I thought I may have to adjust that. Always enjoy that. And again, this week, we're celebrating 400 episodes of that show being a part of what we do every day. We can't thank Collinsville enough to blessing us with that. Thank y'all so much. We had Brother Ben on yesterday with us. We have Germantown, Tennessee joining us this morning. Odie, where's that at? Do you know about where that is on roadmap? Well, we'll see if we can locate that on a map and figure out where Germantown, Tennessee is. Thank y'all so much for being a part of that. Crescent Lake joining us as well. Henry Etheridge, good morning. Well, I almost think that Odie needs to track down Lee Greenwood for me in moments like this, make him come over and sing a note or two when we get into instances like this as I read you the headlines that are shaping America. And sometimes I get aggravated as to what I read, and I think this is one of those. You know the bridge that was struck? Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. The Francis Scott Key Bridge. It's in Baltimore. As it's still laying on the ground, there is a group, and I kid you not, that are together now trying to get it renamed because they don't believe in Francis Scott Key. Now, for those of you who are watching may not know what that name is. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, he's the guy that wrote the Star-Spangled Banner so many years ago when our country was but a young fella. And now they want to erase history. They want to get rid of his name. I don't agree with it. And it scares me because, well, it's Baltimore. I don't know what will happen. I don't have any close friends there, but I do know that, well, the politics there have gone to the wayside, which brings me. Germantown, where is that at?
It is right north of Olive Branch.
North of Olive Branch.
And southeast of Memphis.
Southeast of Memphis. Okay, Germantown. Not all that bad. We appreciate y'all being a part of what we do. Now, as we move to the same concept of where we needed to butt to make Lee Greenwood come over and sing with us, God bless the USA, this one gets under my skin, as Earl Pitts used to say. You know what makes me sick? You know what makes me mad? And this does. As we had a group of, you remember the when it was real big in the 90s in country music where you'd have the line dancers? And they'd come out. They even had a show, and occasionally I've seen it pop up on YouTube of Club Dance they had in Nashville. Bunch of line dancing and all of that. But a group was there. They came out to sing. They were asked not to perform. And you go, well, why? It would worry me, too. Is well, they were wearing American shirts, American flag shirts. It's a group of ladies. And they were not allowed to sing because they thought, what is the word? The group told them. Let me see here. Explaining that their costumes sparked a small percentage of complaints who brought up Israel's war against Hamas and transgender issues. And they felt that the American flag shirts would, well, upset the audience. Where have we gone as a nation that we let things like this happen? It's our flag. It's our nation. We should be proud of where we're from. And yeah, there's buses. Well, there's actually planes, almost at a bus, but they're planes. We got a ship. We could find you a way out of here. If it really bothers you that bad, leave our nation if it offends you. How I wish that could happen. But as y'all know, these small, squeaky voices are starting to run the nation instead of the folks that are out there that work hard every day and believe in America. We see it every day. We mentioned in Washington, D.C. last week to where they're having to redo the levee there. All these Japanese magnolia blossoms that's been there for years that was given to the United States were having to be taken down. Japan, with good deeds, is replacing them. They're sending 250 more to replace those once the levee is repaired and put back. It's become a real big tradition in Washington to see those. They are beautiful. They're pink. I don't know if you've ever noticed that.
They all come with new cameras and microphones.
Yeah, they got their own cameras. Do y'all remember this? People should be held accountable for their actions. If you are in charge of a situation and it is brought to your attention that there's a problem, as a leader you do nothing, you should be held accountable, and that's where we are on this. Do y'all remember the school teacher that was shot by the first grader, the six-year-old? Countless times throughout the day, teachers went to the principal's office and said, I think this child has a gun on him. Nothing was done, nothing was checked, and the teacher was shot. It even goes so far to say that the youngster was going to shoot the teacher again, but didn't have the strength to fix the gun when it jammed. It didn't have enough power to pull the, had seven more shots in it, but didn't have enough strength in him to load the next shell after it jammed and would have shot the teacher again. They're going to hold the principal accountable, most likely, and be charged. She did nothing. After countless times, it's documented. It's gone before a grand jury, and it looks like be charged with lack of response. There's going to be a lot of other charges. Could be some years racked up over this. If you are in charge and someone brings a complaint that there could be a problem, check it out. Do your job. I don't want to call it patriotic duty, but it's your job to protect those that will you lead. That's what leaders do. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. I've always talked about this, and y'all know I'm right on this, whether you like it or not. If you fly on an airplane, if it's not a commercial flight, it's always good to have two people on board that know how to fly, especially if it's a private plane. A passenger had to land a single engine plane. I think there was maybe two to three of them in there. A professor who taught at the Duke University had a medical issue. Passenger jumped into it. They helped land the plane. He would later die. As I say, if you get into a plane, make sure somebody knows something on board. Anything can happen. Odie, could you have someone talk you down through the radio? I don't know if I've done enough video games to make that little. If you've ever been in a cockpit of a plane, you've got to keep everything straight as it comes down.
It might not be the smoothest.
I ain't going to go with you. I know that. You just go practice and let me know how it works out.
I'll take a balloon down.
Balloons. Y'all keep that in mind when you fly with folks. Republicans in chaos. It happens every day. This is over what's the word I'm looking for?
Patriot.
Patriot, it is. As they get into... I'm not looking for the word spy. What am I looking for here? Surveillance. It's going to be running out, and it needs to be renewed. There's a group that stand with Trump that want to make some changes to this, and there's probably huge reasons as to why they want to change a few things. We all know that you're watched and looked at, and there's no telling what's in the fine print that we don't know. They want to make changes to it, and the other side doesn't. We'll see what becomes of it there. But it is in chaos as they try to work this out. Hopefully it's done for the right things in America. A sex charge is being dropped against a U.S. Marine. He was charged with the rape of a 14-year-old. Those charges have been dropped. He did leave the base without permission. They're going to fire him. He's not going to be court-martialed as the charges are dropped. Turns out it wasn't as bad as they thought it was, and he was charged, but being dropped, but he will be let loose from the Marines. So I guess it's better not to be court-martialed.
Yeah.
Still got to leave. The San Diego, California is where that went on there. I'm not sure. We talked a little bit about the people that took this eclipse a little bit too far. It had effects on people. A lady, and this, where did this happen? I want to make sure I get the time. Los Angeles, California. She would stab her partner. She was irate over this. And the horrible would happen next. She would throw her children out of a moving car on the interstate. One died, one in horrible shape, and then she wrecked the car, and I think it killed her in the end. What could make a person want to do such as that? It rattles my soul to no end. It does. We got an 85-year-old this morning that's being hailed as a hero. She was sitting in her home, and again, you picture that, Idaho, sitting in her home all alone, an intruder breaks in. She equalized the situation. He's no longer here. She's safe, and all the townsfolk say that she done a great thing, and that is wonderful. Just because you're elderly does not mean you cannot protect yourself. It doesn't. Let's see what else is happening this morning. We see this, as I brought up that last story, and I probably should have done it at the same time. Tennessee has passed a bill now that will allow school teachers to carry a concealed weapon, K-12. Things are bad in our public schools nationwide. It's not just one state. And when a teacher has to do this, we know it's reached to that, and they feel that it's necessary to let a teacher do that. How's, Mississippi had brought it up. I'm not sure if that it hadn't passed here, has it? I know it was brought up and mentioned one time. It's something to think on. It is. We'll be right back and get into your forecast of what's going on this morning. Already 6:46. And remember, again, as I brought up, I-20 around mile marker 150 to 151 right there by the Queen City truck stop, airport exit, an accident westbound, which is going toward Jackson in that direction there. It's going to a little travel time as they get all of that cleaned up. We'll be right back with your forecast next as we get your day underway. The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above-ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're building it, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group. Welcome back. As Bob says, he does agree with the carry, but you should have to also have some of the things to qualify. And I agree with that. You can't just hand somebody a weapon that they don't know how to use. Agree with that 100% there. Good morning to everyone. I hope your day is going well. Let's get into our forecast now.
Your forecast is brought to you by EMEPA, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Those record highs and record lows, we'll go back to 11. Can you believe 2011 has been this? Oh, my gosh. Time is flying. It was a high of 89 today. Back in 96, it was a low of 32. Burr. I remember that year very well. As we move along to take a look, this is what's forecasted for today. Now, we're going to have some rain till about 1 o'clock. Sprinkles. Let me reword that. It will be clearing and gradually get sunny with a high of 69 before today is done. Maybe 70, depending upon where you are. Heavier stuff there around Philadelphia, and by the time you get to Greenwood and the Delta, more rain. But eventually, this will be clearing. Hattiesburg getting that first. So we look forward to this. We'll get into what's coming this weekend in a moment. Here's Alabama, 68 there. 65 in Tuscaloosa. We'll even see 70 over at Montgomery. As we look at, now this is going to be strong. We're going to have gusts today. Very strong, up to 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts. Look at this. This is a level 2. What does that tell us? We're going to have some power lines probably get some damage because of limbs cracking, trees swaying. We had all of that rain. All of this becomes a mix and causes power outages. This will carry on through late afternoon. So keep it in mind. And what's the big thing we have to tell you on a day like this? If you've got matches, put them away. Go put them in the safe. Do not use them. At all. We don't need fire departments running around trying to, there's no way to control today. Burn barrel, that also includes, just because it's in a barrel doesn't mean that something can't go up and light something on fire. What's happening out there with temperatures for the next 10 days? Here we go. It's going to be warm all the way back across Texas there. Now, our 7-day outlook falls like this. As we see 68 to 70 today, it kind of depends upon that. That's decreasing to about a 10% chance of rain there through 1 o'clock. It will go away. By tomorrow, we warm up with a high of about 73 to 74 to end the week. And again, it's going to be perfect as we move into full moon on 5th downtown Meridian tomorrow night. 0% chance of rain. Saturday, let the sunshine roll. 81 to about 83 is what's predicted, depending upon how you look at it. It's not bad at all. It's going to be perfect weather for the loose caboose downtown Newton, Mississippi. It'll be great. I hope you'll go over and enjoy everything there. Sunday brings about more sunshine, and off to church we'll go together with a high of about 83. As we look to Monday, we're back to 84. Look at this perfect weather next week, up to 85. That's going to be warm, warm, warm. Slight chance of rain there Tuesday and Wednesday. What does the rest of this happen? We get rain back into the forecast, getting heavier somewhere around the 20th. And we'll have 20, 30, 40% chances of showers there. Nothing huge, just kind of some April showers, as they always word that. 81 all the way through the 25th there. Mid-70s, not bad at all as we look at that forecast. Now, let's talk about fishing. What's going to happen today? Everybody's got that on their mind. Purple worms coming out, boats getting washed up and dropped in the lakes. Here's our timing here as we go out to Chet's Paint and Body. If you're going to be fishing today, 3:40 this afternoon, perfect, 4 o'clock. A little windy now through about 6 o'clock. As we'll see, that southwest wind's going to be around 15 and then becoming northwest in the afternoon. But wind gust as high as 40 miles an hour. That is strong. And again, that will knock out some power. So be kind of ready for that. And that will happen later today. We're standing by. We're going to go over all the events that took place yesterday. We've got a lot of damage to show you of what went on through our community. So we'll be ready for that. I hope you'll join us. It begins at 7 o'clock as we'll go loud and local. Scotty Ray and Odie, thank you so much for being a part of what we do every day. We couldn't do it without y'all. Mark Ingram, good morning there. Miss Patsy is up. I see Terry Ray is joining us, Miss Millie as well. We'll be back very shortly from now to go live with the morning show. We'll see you soon.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.